John, just give me permission to speak till 6 o'clock.
John is not in charge.
He said John is not in charge. All right.
He just got fired now.
Brethren, I would say we had a wonderful time today. And certainly, I want to pick up where Brother Dave left off. Now, I'll not be turning to much scripture. But there's four places in scripture where this glory comes to light. We have said in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 8, it speaks about the Lord of glory. In 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 18, we have the glory of the Lord. And in chapter 4, where Dave read, we have the gospel of the glory. And in verse 6 of that same chapter, we have the glory of God. All is different, but all is sweet. Wonderful. Listen, there is a point in a Christian life where I have to lose sight of myself. I said so in baptism. I'm finished with Brian. I buried him, remove him from the sight of God. But I need to come to this experientially and realize that there are side of things that God wants me to enjoy, that he has secured for me in Christ. Listen, you are rich. Sorry, we are rich. Okay? We have been brought into much. The Lord of glory, he has claims to everything. Okay? The Bible tells us that his glory is going to cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. But that's planet earth. But the great expanse, as far as mind can think, of this great universe, God has put that in the hands of the man Christ Jesus. And we are going to enjoy it with him and administrate this universe with him. When it comes to the glory of the Lord, every glory that the Lord Jesus holds outside of being creator and God himself, he has won as a man. Savior, he's a man. Head, he's a man. Lord, he's a man. Priest, he's a man. Mediator, he's a man. All these glories. Since as we sit down and enjoy these glories, and where we are going to, we are looking in the scriptures, of course, but when we spend time and meditate upon these things, we are going to be changed. We are going to be changed. I tell you, listen, when I came back after lunch, this room was so cold, I almost said to John, I think you want me to lose my suntan, you know, the place is so cold. Listen, brethren, if you come to the islands, which I'm inviting some of you, you are going to get like me. not this dark, but you will lose your color. I come here and I lose my tan. And if I stay too long in the winter time, I get lighter and lighter. When you in the sunshine, in the finished work of Christ, and all that he have done, and I feast upon that. Listen, we are enjoying something in Roselle. No, I'm in Clark, but I go to Roselle too, okay? But in Roselle, we are looking at the prayers of the Apostle Paul. And in chapter 1, he says, listen, that you may know the hope of your calling, that you may know the riches of your inheritance in the saints, and the power towards us, even the power that raised up Jesus from the dead. Listen, we are enjoying wonderful ministry. Then we in chapter 3, and the Father's put in our hearts, indeed his spirit, that we may enjoy Christ with him. And we're saying, as we view this, brethren, what you think is going to happen? We are going to change. We are going to, there will be a metamorphosis, as we say, because we are going to take character from what we are enjoying. But when we get into chapter 4, as Brother David said, there's a man in the glory. And you know he's there representing me, representing you. That's Ephesians, you know. Colossians is, he is represented in us here on earth. In Ephesians, I am represented in him in heaven. Heavenly man, born from above. Heavenly men by birth, who once were citizens of earth. You say you're from America and Canada. You're from heaven. You're from heaven. And we are living here on earth. Living out the features of that man in the presence of God. There's a man who could put his hands on God and put his hands on us. And the gospel of the glory, there is where the gospel is coming from. Not from Calvary, not from the tomb. It is coming from that man in the glory. And he's speaking loud and clear. My sins, not in part but the whole, is nailed to the cross. I bear them no more. But what it's saying, it cannot get there. He is there as the accomplisher of an eternal redemption. He is there as the one who have, listen, propitiated God, satisfied the heart of God. And we are seeing, look at him. That is what transformed the Apostle Paul. And then, as Brother Dave said, the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. You know, we have a hymn that goes like this. He's the center of the Father's counsels. He for whom all things were made. Now, in the face of Moses, they had to veil that glory because it repelled. It demanded. It says, listen here, you don't come so close. You know what the face of Jesus is talking about? And speaking loud, it is telling us all the ways of God in grace. All that God is for man. All that God has come out and revealed is revealed now in the face of Jesus Christ. That's why those on the Emmaus road wasn't seeing that glory. They were sad. They were disappointed. Indeed, and they were complaining. But when you look in that face, it is telling all the story of all God is for us. Brother Emil brought 2 verses to us. The glory of his grace. Saints, you notice that? That God has called us for sonship. And God says, where are you going to see it in all his glory? In the Son. Now, he says not only so, he says we are accepted in him. And I says, where, how can I understand my acceptance in him? Indeed, look where he is. Not only so, indeed he talk about the riches of his grace. And we says, first it was redemption. The riches of his grace. Where he brings before us, help me with the verse.
In
Ephesians chapter 1. Hey, my time is what? Ephesians chapter 1, and it says, in whom we have redemption through his blood and the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. Oh, thank God. All of that. Look at him. No, we cannot see him, but I could see him by faith. I could see it by faith. And he's saying, you know what I've done? As Brother Dave says, I have put it in you. Colossians 2. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Is it grand to be a Christian? Say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, it is. We are rich brethren, and the devil want me to live like a half-dead man. No, sir. I'm going to set my affections on him. This treasure is in this. And you know what chapter 5 of 2 Corinthians telling me? This body cannot hold the treasure that is put in it. So God says, I'm going to give you a new one. New one. And it's coming, brethren. It is grand to be a Christian. Let's close in prayer. Blessed Lord Jesus, how we thank you for bringing us together today, and thank you for your grace. Thank you for your blessing. Thank you how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. We thank you for this foretaste of heaven. And we desire, blessed God, help us not to be hearers of thy word only. Help us to be doers. Help us to be those who will meditate upon thy word. Be like the Bereans. Search the scriptures to see if these things are so. Oh, we pray for everyone that came to this conference today. We pray for those on Zoom, the Zoom platform. We ask indeed to enlarge our borders. We beg thee that our hearts will be like the pen of a ready writer. That ye, blessed God and Father, that our hearts will be bubbling up in a good matter. As we muse, as we thought, as we meditate on things touching the King, that our tongues will be the pen of a ready writer. Oh, we pray, fill our visions, Lord. Help us to see Christ. Help that he would be that one who will really be supreme in our lives. And we desire from your hand, bind the saints together as a bundle of sticks which cannot be easily broken. And we ask to keep us together and help that this joy and this atmosphere into which you have brought us, indeed, that we'll defend it, indeed, with thy precious word. We thank thee again for what thou hast provided for the sustenance of our bodies. We ask again to bless it to our bodies good. Give thee thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.